Jacksonville's police chief says his department is always seeking to hire more minorities. The comments made about 2 weeks ago after U.S. Senator Mark Kirk stated that diversity in police force could help Illinois cities avoid violent protests similar to what has plagued the Missouri town of Ferguson. Earlier this month, an unarmed African-American teenager was killed in the St. Louis suburb by a white police officer. Nearly 2,000 Jacksonville residents identified themselves as African-Americans in the 2010 census, which is about 10% of the 19,446 people counted. About 85% of the city is white. However, JPD Chief Tony Groton says only two police officers on the Jacksonville police staff of the 40 are black. One is Hispanic.
I feel it's very much an asset that we should strive for. I think it helps us and it helps the community. We don't assign black officers to black areas necessarily. They may work that area, they may not. But just by having a diverse force, I think helps the image of the police department, and it also helps the people of the community to see that we seek to be diverse.
Groton says there are certain guidelines the police department has to go by to hire officers. Applicants are put on an eligibility list that gets updated every other year. He says the lists usually have about 60 names. The last list had two black applicants. One of them, in the top 10 percentile, was hired.
We can't control where they rank on the list. That's done by their ability to, you know, do the PT, to do the written, and to do the oral interview. But if you get in the top 10 on our list, we're going to take a hard look at you sometime in the next couple of years.
While District 117 has been dealing with protesters for the past 2 weeks who say the district isn't doing enough to hire minorities, the district superintendent has stated that there is a problem with enough qualified minorities applying. That's a position Groton's also takes.
And a lot of that may be a cultural thing, the way some blacks perceive the police. Or it may be just that they don't want to get into police work. They may want to get into something that to make more money. Maybe they don't want to do public service. Because let's face it, police jobs, teachers' jobs, nursing jobs, they're not the best paying jobs. And maybe they want to get into something that will benefit them and their families more.
CBS News at the top of the hour on AM 1180 WLDS will continue to provide the latest updates on the aftermath of the Ferguson shooting. How do you view the relationship between the city's police force and the African-American community? Visit the poll on our website. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin presented an award that was long overdue to a Vietnam veteran yesterday in Greene County. Carrollton native Bob Ritchie was given the Vietnam Service Medal with one Bronze Service Star outside the Greene County Courthouse in front of friends, family, and supporters of veterans. Ritchie earned three medals during his 2 years of service with the Army, but only received two of them. Durbin says when this was brought to his attention, he knew something had to be done.
A friend of mine, Josh Evans, who's a local candidate, brought Bob Ritchie's situation to our attention. Bob served in Vietnam and didn't receive his Vietnam Service Medal. So we checked the records, that was the fact, and we got the medal for him, presented it here today in Carrollton.
Durbin stated that being able to honor Ritchie with this medal was a special feeling.
A lot of my friends served in Vietnam, and they came home and they weren't treated very well. And I said today, you know, whether we debate the war or don't debate the war, we should never debate the honor of the men and women who serve. And today, 42 years later, it was just a little reminder of Bob Ritchie, right down here in Greene County, who did his duty for his country, risked his life, and got his recognition today.
Ritchie admitted he was a man of few words, but did say the presentation meant a great deal to him.
It was a little more than I expected. I knew I had one coming for my DD-214. I was wanting to get it, see what it looked like and what it was for. I didn't expect all this.
Ritchie was drafted into the Army and served from May 1966 to May 1968. Although he was trained to be a radio operator when he arrived in Vietnam, he was assigned to fire direction control. The Vietnam Service Medal is presented to any service member who directly supported ground operations in the Republic of Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, or Laos between November 1961 and April 1975. Two important dates are coming up for the Jacksonville Parks and Lakes Department. Parks and Lake Superintendent Bruce Surratt appeared on the most recent edition of WLDS's What's on Your Mind program to talk about upcoming lotteries for archery deer sites and duck blinds at Lake Jacksonville. Surratt says there are 21 archery sites and 14 duck blinds up for grabs. The lottery is held every 2 years. Surratt says the event will take place at the Nichols Park Pavilion on September 16th at 6:30 p.m.
It used to be when I came on years ago, the same people had the duck blinds forever, or their families did forever and ever and ever. And I've been around so long. Also, there wasn't any deer hunting out at Lake Jacksonville. So this is something that my staff and I implemented 20 plus years ago to help our area farmers, because they were the actually ones asking us for some help due to so many deer out there damaging their crops. So we've had some really nice deer taken out of there. It's a really fun program. It's been around for a few years now, and it's just something extra we can offer to the hunters in our community.
For the duck blind, you must be a Jacksonville resident and need a copy of your driver's license, hunting license, and FOID card. Deer site lottery hopefuls can be from anywhere in Morgan County and just need a copy of their driver's license.
Very popular. We've tried to make it, since we've got people that work shift work, that if you get that site, you can have up to two extra people on that site, not hunting at the same time as you are, but maybe swing shift work, something like that. More opportunity for people to be out deer hunting. Only one at a time, but you can have three people rotating in and out.
Surratt says that there were over 400 people that attended the last lottery. He also reminded that the recreational enthusiasts of Lake Jacksonville that the last day of boating, camping, and skiing will be on Sunday, October 19th. The Quinn campaign for governor says Bruce Rauner's budget cuts would be $4 billion from education. Jim Anderson has the report.
It's inevitable if the 2 percentage point income tax increase is rolled back, reducing state revenue by $8 billion, says Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Paul Vallis.
If you take $8 billion away from the general funds, education will be facing a cut of about $4 billion once his plan is fully implemented, whether it takes 2 years or 3 years.
But Rauner says his cuts will be somewhere else.
I would put education at the top priority. It would be sacrosanct. The cuts can come in other places. Education is not where things should be cut.
But Vallis says it's impossible to make cuts of this size without cutting education, because that's where the money is. This is Jim Anderson.
The plan to give seniors a break on state hunting and fishing licenses has hit a snag. The Department of Natural Resources says the new system to sell the licenses at reduced prices for seniors isn't ready yet. Those who've already purchased the lower-cost licenses can get refunds, and the department says the new system should be completed by the beginning of October.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.